You can contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 1850715150, or email thebusiness@rte.ie or tweet at thebusinessrte. People have been asking where they can get tickets for Jordan Belfort's RDS performance, and you can find out more at collegetimes.ie and at Ticketmaster. Well, we're all aware at this stage that tech companies are desperately looking for fully qualified Irish staff, so much so that they're trying to lure them with all kinds of incentives, from free dinners to pools and pool tables and even fully functional office bars. Creating such office wonderlands has opened up new opportunities for Irish builders and architects. Liam Geraghty has been catching up with some of those who are putting the wow factor into the workplace.
N models for more.
Roisin Hinahan of Hinahan Peng Architects is showing us the cardboard cutout miniature wonderland that she created for Airbnb's Dublin office, complete with horseshoe shaped bar, phone boxes, and couches.
And having the desks and having the people, and you know, you get to move things around, so it's kind of like building a doll's house. Bit.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
But it's not only architecture firms that are reaping the rewards of the growing number of tech companies moving to Ireland. Office fit-out companies such as Sonica Fit-Out say business is booming, and their managing director, Donna Kaniri, says tech companies are trying to create something unique for their staff.
It just goes back to giving people something that's fun, that they can come to work, that they're not, you know, I don't think anybody bounces out of bed in the morning to go to the office, but the environment is conducive to you doing your day's work. If you need to just zone out for a couple of minutes, hey, let's just take a punt down the slide and, you know, go to that meeting on the lower floor. We did a fit out for a tech company based out of Boston, and the head of real estate and property came over and met me, and we were doing the initial walkthrough of the would-be office. It was a grey box at the time, and flanked by him he had a number of his local staff. So they were talking about the breakout room and the games room and the pods and the quiet rooms, and the guy in Boston's like, man, we have none of this in Boston. To which the team responded, well, you know, Facebook have it, Google have it, and if we're looking to attract the people that we need to hire in Dublin, we need to have it. So that was it. They got the breakout room and the chill out room and the games room and the pods and the beanbags and all the other things that they wanted. They got it.
Back in the offices of Hinahan Peng Architects, Roisin says the culture of open space offices has really evolved in recent years.
We did an office, a large office building finished about 6 or 7 years ago. And at the time, the question was open office or cellular, you know, individual offices. And now everybody's going to open office because it's quite efficient. But one of the things is you still need these other spaces where, you know, you can get away a little bit.
But Adrian Weckler, technology editor of the Irish Independent, says that offices with bean bags and ice cream machines aren't embraced by all companies.
I've interviewed companies and big companies from Germany and France as well, and they have a completely different approach. They absolutely go for broke on productivity between the hours of 9 and 5 or 9 and 6, and then they go home. They achieve an enormous amount in that time. American companies are also very, very productive, but they don't have that same approach. And that is part and parcel of all of the comfortable settees and sofas and smoothies. They'll do your dry cleaning for you for free. They host, they've gym classes, they've yoga classes, they've things on every evening. It is actually very possible to lead what would be considered to be a completely modern social life and never leave the building. And the only thing they're really missing are beds. That's really the only thing they're missing. So in some instances, they're not that far off a mild, benign, cult-like experience.
Taking her to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world. There's nothing to it.
Back on site with Dunica, we wondered if after spending so much time fitting out other people's offices, Has he a slide in his?
I don't have a slide in my office. No, I'm just a poor builder.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.